Welcome to The Abundance Journey, the show that helps spiritual entrepreneurs create an abundance mindset that accelerates revenue. Secretly, everything you experience in your life is actually abundance. Once you understand how to activate abundance, you find yourself in flow with your business and clients, so it's easy to create the revenue you want. The Abundance Journey is the only show that activates abundance for you, so you enjoy rapid results in your business. Here's your host, the Abundance Ambassador, Elaine Starling.
Hey, I am so glad to chat with you today because there's something that I'm working on in my own life. And like I always tell my clients, the folks who are with me on the abundance journey, we're all in the same Jeep. We are all going to the same scenic overlooks. We're going over the same potholes, the same speed bumps. It's just that I've been on this road a few more times than you have. And so I know where things are coming. I know where the gotchas are. And that doesn't mean that I've mastered everything. Far from it. I'm on this journey with you. But I'm going to share with you something that I'm working on because it is so profound. It is so fundamental. And it shifts everything really, really rapidly. And that's what I want for you. See, the problem is, you are the one stopping you. Nobody else can hold you back. Nobody other than you. And that's a real issue. And I realized this for myself, and I was really looking into it. It turns out that the words we use slow us down. And sometimes they stop us completely. They prevent us from achieving the goals that we want to have in our lives, the things we want to experience. Now, you're in partnership with the divine. Yeah, and sometimes we forget about that little detail and we try to take over. Our human self wants to be in charge when actually our higher self is much more capable and resourceful and has access to all that wonderful information that the divine is feeding us and we're kind of oblivious to because we're stuck in the human self frame of mind. So we pretend that we're in charge when we're not. See, the thing is, we have the ability to direct the energy where we want it to go. Imagine a stoplight. You're the stoplight. You can flash red. You can do yellow to slow down. You can do green. Let's go. Let's go. And the words that we use are directing the energy. The words we use are very closely related to the hidden thoughts that are happening in our minds. So we can pay a little more attention to our words if we're actually listening to what we're saying. I'm getting better at that. And I find writing things down also helps me make it much more concrete and real. So I make sure of the vibration of the words that I'm using and make sure that it's truly aligning me with the divine, really facilitating that partnership with the divine that we all get to enjoy. So I'm going to take you through this because I think this will really, really serve you. And you know me, I always start with an intention. An intention is what you want to create, how you want to feel while you're creating it, and the impact that you want this intention to have. I know it sounds like a lot of stuff all in one, but it's actually a pretty simple, concise statement. Now, I'm going to share an intention with you in just a moment. And I have a particular structure that I use. I always start with in love and light, because to me, that's acknowledging that the God of your understanding is an active participant in helping create this intention. It's almost like logging into your GPS app on your cell phone. In love and light is turning on the divine GPS. Then the intention is the direction where we want to go, the address where we're heading. And then at the end, it's only polite to say thank you. So I do. And at the very end, I say it is done. And that's a reminder to me that I just typed the address in to divine Google, to divine GPS. And I don't have to do anything else. Okay. Because so often we get wrapped up in the doing. What else do I do? No. We get to be in the vibration with that total inner knowing that this intention is now real. We don't have to get all the details worked out. We set the destination. And once that intention is in place, we focus our attention. And our words are a big part of how we focus that attention. Now, the hardest part of holding an intention is actually holding it for 78 seconds because it feels like forever. The latest research shows that human beings have a shorter attention span than a goldfish. 6 seconds is like all we can handle, and we just want to change the channel immediately. So I invite you to pick a couple of words that really feel good to you. They resonate with you, and they just encompass what you want this intention to support you with, how you want to feel. Okay. So pick a couple of words and just think those words over and over again as we go through this 78 seconds, because that will help you maintain that vibration. Now, the other thing that is a great technique is to watch how the energy is flowing through your body, because you might notice some tingles. You might notice a little heat rising up. You might notice chills or ripples going through your body. That's just the energy moving. And that's what you're doing. Every single word you use is actually getting the energy to move. And when you've got a strong intention and you're really doing a good job at holding that intention, you'll notice the energy start to move. And that's exciting. That's a great space to be in. Okay, so let's go ahead and hold the intention. In love and light, we hold the intention that we automatically tune in to the vibration of the words we use, deliberately choosing empowering words that facilitate our partnership with the divine, so we enjoy vibrantly healthy, happy, prosperous lives. Thank you, divine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is done. We give thanks, and so it is. Yeah, boy, that was a ton of energy. I really felt this massive vibration all the way around my body. I felt like angels are just completely filling my home. And there's a lot of excitement about all of us taking responsibility for our vibration and how we're feeling in the moment, because we are much stronger than we realize. And when we deny our power, oh man, we just shoot ourselves in the foot. Things take a lot longer than they need to. Well, I discovered the power of words after I had this stroke, during which I had this amazing conversation with the divine. And I have never felt so much love in my life. I mean, it was just an all-encompassing, humongous amount of love in every single atom of my body. I'd never experienced that before. So when I came out of the stroke with absolutely no damage, after having this incredible conversation, I'm like, wow, I want to tap into that unconditional, all-encompassing love anytime I want. Hold the stroke, you know, we don't need that part. But how in the world do I get back into that vibe? How do I get that energy back? And I did all this research, you know, I was checking out Abraham Hicks and all these other experts about spirituality. And everybody said, you just have to allow. You have to allow that connection with the divine. You have to allow divine guidance to come in. You just have to open yourself up and allow yourself to feel it. Well, I was allowing my little heart out, and I would get downloads from time to time, but it always felt a lot more like a leaky watering can than Niagara Falls to me. And I wanted that Niagara Falls, that oceans of love, that overwhelming, all-encompassing love all the time, just massively everywhere in my body. And I wasn't getting that. And one time I'd been meditating and I was sitting for guidance and I was a little chapped. So I'm asking the divine, why isn't this allowing thing working for me? And immediately I got the message back. What is the image that comes to mind when you think of the word allow? Now, this is a really good technique to use because every single word has a visual image for you. And no two people translate words exactly the same way with the images. And each image is a strong vibration that you're sending out to the divine. So I stopped for just a second and I thought, okay, so what's the image? And I immediately saw myself behind a door with a chain on the door. And I'm peeking out the door at the divine with allow. I'm peeking out the door and I realized, oh, this is a mind-based word for me. The word allow is all about control. And that's why I'm so uncomfortable being open. I'm not really open. I'm trying to control the situation. I want to be able to slam that door shut as soon as I don't feel like I know what's going on or what to expect or how to make this happen. Oh, well, I don't want a mind-based word to try to control my relationship with the divine. I know I'm not really the one in control. I'm directing the energy and I want to be really receptive. I want to be wide open. I want a loving, supportive partnership with the divine. So I really had to think about it. And I finally realized that my word is welcome. Now I welcome the divine. I welcome blessings. I welcome insights. I welcome everything in my life, including frustration and overwhelm and irritation, all of the things that I feel resistance towards. I now welcome that too, because I realize that that's where the biggest blessings are. That's where the most growth is. And the divine is deliberately trying to direct my attention to those areas so I can have big breakthroughs. So I get to welcome everything in my life. Well, I recently realized that I'm still using a lot of words that don't serve me. I'm still using words that just don't support me. And I really encourage you to check out RJ Spina, S-P-I-N-A. Not sure if he pronounced it Spina or Spina, but he has two books out that are absolutely fabulous. And off the top of my head, I'm not remembering the books. I will put them in the show notes. Both of those books really helped me get a handle on the difference between my human self and my higher self. I'm continuing to move into this space of more and more partnership with the divine. And words are super important. Now, I'm going to give you a little hint here because I had to stop and look at the image. Okay, there's a door with a chain on the door, and I'm peeking out the door. And I realized, well, that kind of an image is full of fear. It's full of doubt. And anytime you've got a word that's full of fear or doubt, it is a mind-based word. It is your human self trying to take over and control the situation. And the problem with that is you're actually in partnership with the divine. So who's stronger? You or the divine? Well, if you imagine, it's kind of like a dad driving a car with an infant, you know, a toddler standing on his lap, and the toddler grabs the wheel and is trying to direct the car. You're the toddler, okay? You don't really have a full grasp of all the things that are going on, all the opportunities that are there for you, all of the blessings that are there for you. You don't know. You're just doing the best you can from that human self perspective. So rather than try to grab the wheel, we're going to focus on words that help you partner up instead of try to take charge. So there's a few different words I really want you to pay attention to, and please call me on it. If you notice that I accidentally use these words, and I do because they're so entrenched in our society, It's such a habit. I am now working these words out of my vocabulary, and I invite you to do the same, because I don't want to use disempowering words anymore. I want to use words that really help me partner up with the divine. The first one that it has a big gotcha is the word how. I mean, quite frankly, you don't need to know how. It's obviously a desire for control, because you're feeling like you need to understand how everything works. But come on, the universe is so much more complex than anything you can imagine. So rather than use the word how, I've started replacing the word how with the word what. I really like what, because what focuses me on what is wanted, what is happening, what do I want. And if you've heard me talk before, especially if you've watched my TEDx talk, Abundance is a Choice, when I talk about attention, you've got to put your attention on what is wanted instead of what is not wanted. And so often, how misdirects the conversation. So try replacing the word how, which is disempowering you, with the word what. And you'll notice that everything is unfolding in perfect divine timing. You don't have to be in charge. You're directing the energy, and the energy is intelligent. It knows what to do based on your vibration. So the words you're using, you're the stoplight. The words you're using, when you think they're flashing green, sometimes they're actually flashing yellow or even red. So I want you to be very, very cognizant of how these different words feel. And I just use the word how. What the feeling is behind the words that you're using. I still catch myself, so yeah. The next word is why. Toddlers love to use the word why. And the challenge with why is because you're asking for one singular perspective when this world is whole and complete, and it's impossible to pull out one little tiny strand, one little tiny thread, and say, this is all there is. No, this is just one perspective. And as a human being, we can only see one perspective at a time, while the divine can see the totality of all that is. So rather than asking the word why, again, what is so much more powerful? What do I really want in this moment? And I got to tell you, there are certain things that you truly want for yourself in this moment. And I'm going to take out the word want, desire, that you desire for yourself in this moment. What you desire is to feel loved. You want to feel safe. You want to feel connected, not just to the divine, but connected within, like you know yourself and you understand yourself and you value yourself. You want to feel valued. You want to feel seen and you want to feel heard. And ironically, you are the only one who can do that for you. You're the only one. You've probably heard my parking lot story. I'm going to share it again real quick. I was driving my husband's truck and trying to back out of a parking space in a fairly crowded parking lot. And it's a big truck, and I do not like how big it is. So I'm very cautious about backing up, especially. And somebody was going super fast through the parking lot, which kind of put me on edge. And then I heard a honk, and I didn't know if they were honking at me. I felt like they were honking at me, and it triggered me so bad. And I went off on this inner rampage about what a jerk, how rude, blah, 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 blah. I just went off. And suddenly the divine got my attention and said, honey, everything is designed to be a blessing for you. You're the one making up a story that is pretending this is not a blessing. So what might be happening here that could be a blessing for you? And I really had to think about it. But finally, I realized there were a couple of scenarios that could be a blessing. Maybe they honked so I wouldn't back into something, which would be very expensive. Maybe they honked to let me know that I had room to get out of my parking space. And I did. I really had to wrench the wheel, but I got out. So what if this was a blessing for me and not something that's just irritating? And suddenly I got the real message that the divine was trying to give me. I'm the only one who can let the blessing in. Based on the stories I make up in my head and the words that I use, I'm the one putting the brakes on the blessings or resisting them entirely. That's on me. So you're the only one who can help you feel loved and safe and connected and important, significant, valued, feel seen and heard. That's you. And frankly, you're the only one who's going to believe it when you tell yourself these things, because you might hear from somebody else that you're brilliant and you're the next best thing since sliced bread. If you don't let it in, you will never believe it, ever. So you have so much more power than you know. Are you using that power effectively? Are you using it to direct the energy where you really, really want it to go? Stop using how, stop using why, and use what instead. The next one is try. Try is just lame. I mean, you can feel how wishy-washy that is. You can feel the doubt that's coming through in try. It's blatantly obvious that try is not supporting you. So instead of try, use the word choose. I'm choosing to do this, and I'm choosing to feel really good about it. I'm choosing this is owning my power. It's not relinquishing my power. It's not being a victim. It's not limp rag. It's taking responsibility for my experience. I choose to do this and I choose to feel good about it. You can feel the difference, right? When you're feeling the vibration, try, it's so wimpy. I choose, there's strength there. Go with the strength, use your power. The next one is need. Need is declaring that you lack something and you are deliberately choosing to live in lack. That's not what you want. It's not what you desire. I'm not using the word want. That's another one of my words that I'm not allowed to use anymore. Instead of using the word need, try words like choose. Choose is really powerful. Prefer, desire, or wish for. All of those have a much higher vibration. You can feel it when you say them. You don't say, I need this. No, I choose this. I prefer this. I desire this. I wish for this. Or even, I am this. That's the most powerful thing you can do. Love that. Another one to avoid is should. Should is a clear declaration of doubt, just like try. There is so much doubt, and that's a sign that you're not in alignment with the divine. Instead of should, where you're trying to grab that steering wheel as a toddler and you really don't have any clue what you're doing, I'm going to replace the word should with trust. I trust this is going to work out for me. I trust that everything is always working out for me. I trust that every moment is designed to be a blessing for me. And it's really interesting because I recently got the download that every moment really, truly is a blessing for you. And it's up to you to look at that moment, really understand the pictures that are coming forward in your head, and see how it fits with your intention, what you're trying to create. And sometimes you get this, aha, I forgot to set my intention. Oops. Yeah. And when you don't set your intention, your human self tends to take over. And unfortunately, your human self is full of fear and doubt. So you tend to play small. Yeah, just notice the energy in the words that you're using because it makes a huge difference. Another word, and I have used it by mistake a couple of times, is but. But negates everything that you said before it. And it is so entrenched in our vocabulary. It's such a habit that I am working my way through by using shorter sentences. And I'm connecting these sentences with the word and. The challenge with but is it shows that you're focused on what is not working. You don't realize that accidentally your attention has been snagged by all the things you do not like, that you do not want. You do not desire, that you do not want to create in your life. It's a process. I'm getting there. So let's get rid of the word but. It does not serve you. Use and instead of but. Okay, so I'm going to do a quick recap on the words and what we're replacing them with. We are replacing how with what. Replace why with what. Replace try with choose. Replace should with trust. Replace need with choose, prefer, desire, wish for, or I am, because any of those is relevant for you. Replace but with and. Replace want with those same words again. Choose, desire, wish for, I am. It's amazing how everything can shift just based on the words that you use. You are so much more powerful than you know. And we're getting a clear sign from the divine right now that it's time for us to take off the training wheels. It's time for us to take responsibility for our own vibration, to truly feel it and decide, choose the vibration we want. Trust that the divine is matching and amplifying that vibration. It starts inside you, and then it radiates out into your exterior world, into your life. It all starts inside with the words that you use. Stick around, because we're going to activate abundance in just a minute. Hi, it's Elaine Starling, the Abundance Ambassador, and I know since you're listening to this show or watching this show, The Abundance Journey, you really want to experience more abundance in your life. Well, that's why I wrote the book, 5 Steps to Activate Your Abundance. It's available for sale right now from Amazon, from BarnesandNoble.com, and many international sellers. And I want you to pick up a copy because I'm really opening the kimono here and sharing all of the information you need to experience abundance in every single aspect of your life. The book's divided into 3 parts. Part 1 is called Meeting the Divine. This is where I share my near-death experience and the conversation I got to have with our higher power during my stroke. In part 2, Messages from the Divine, I share the best practices that I was given, the secret sauce in how life actually works. And so you understand really why you're here and how you can make the most of your life so you love every single moment. And then in the part 3 is partnering with the divine. That's where I go into each of the 5 steps to activate your abundance and explain exactly why it works so well. So take a moment to pick up a copy. It's available as an ebook, a paperback book, an audiobook, and a video course. So however you like to absorb information, abundance is waiting for you. I'm really excited about the power in my words. I really am. It's something that is so simple and so obvious, and I just didn't even notice it before. It wasn't a part of my awareness. And now that I am aware, I'm super grateful for this really simple way to connect with that vibration that I want to experience so that I know I'm in partnership with the divine and I'm experiencing what I want, what I choose. I'm sorry, not want. I'm not allowed to use want anymore. What I desire. It's such a habit. I'm getting better at using words that support me and empower me. And it's such a habit that there are times when I mess up. So calling me on it, and I want you to call me on it too. So very grateful. Step 1, grateful that there's a simple way to tap into the vibration and partner with the divine. Very grateful. The second thing is acknowledge something you heard that was a little bit of an aha for you. And I'm still feeling an aha with the energy, the vibration, as well as the images that come to mind. Because so often I'm in the flow with what I'm saying that I'm just letting the words go and I'm not really connecting the images with the words. And so understanding that that is a powerful way to get insights into where the vibration actually is in the moment, so that I have the ability to choose a higher vibration word. Wow, that was a biggie for me. So I'm excited that I get to tap into the images that every single word has, especially when I'm tempted to use those seven words that don't support me. Number three, appreciate the difference it can make in your life. Well, being in alignment with the divine is how everything happens with grace and ease and flow and joy. And I want to tap into that bubbling, effervescent river of unconditional love. Because I know when I show up as love and gratitude, and the words I use are imbued with love and gratitude, I'm in the zone, baby. I am on fire. Everything is opening up for me more and more rapidly. I am so excited and delighted by every single moment that is unveiling my intention to me. How beautiful, how exciting. So that's my appreciation. Step three, appreciation. Step four is activate it. So there are three different ways we can activate abundance. We can either grab a calendar and schedule time on the calendar. We can make a physical trigger like crossing your fingers or tugging on your earlobe. Or you can declare something that you're doing, especially to an accountability buddy who can help you stay true to what you're trying to accomplish. Not trying, what you choose to accomplish. I'm catching myself. So I'm going to declare. I am eliminating those words and replacing them with power-oriented words that really embrace the power and my ability to direct the energy of the divine. I want to make sure that the words I use are a massive green light that lets as much divine energy flow through me as possible. And that means I need to make sure those words are really working for me. And some of these words just don't. The words are, again, how, why, try, should, need, but, want. All of those are now no-nos for me. And I want you to hold me accountable for that. I've caught myself a few times and I probably missed a few. And that's okay, because I'm in the process of growing. I'm in the process of expanding. And just having the intention that I'm aware of that vibration of the words that I'm using, so I automatically shift to higher vibration words. That was our intention. And just by declaring that and then putting my attention using the five steps to activate abundance, that's how you focus your attention. By deliberately doing that, I'm automatically getting that reminder from the divine. It's like, is that really what you want? Is that really what you desire? Is that really what you choose? Yeah, I'm getting there. Step five, celebrate your progress. I'm a work in progress. I admit it. I am continually expanding so that more and more divine love can flow through me. Why? Because I love it. It's a kick. It's so fun. It's so exciting. And wherever my energy is, I'm tapped into your energy. So you immediately get the benefit of where my vibration is. I'm automatically lifting you to help match my vibration. So how cool is that? It's a win, win, win. You win, I win, and the divine wins. Extra good. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll see you next time for the Abundance Journey.
You've been listening to the Abundance Journey Show with Elaine Starling. Visit theabundancejourney.com/podcastgifts to access today's gift, as well as gifts from our other guests. Tune in every week to activate abundance in your life and business. If something resonated with you, please share it with your friends so they can benefit too. Keep activating abundance, and we'll see you in the next episode.